This is Rebbe from Yofa.net, and you're listening to a recording from the Weight Drop Workshop. In Chapter 3, I'm talking to you about weighing yourself, and I really want to give you the option in this program. You can weigh yourself, you could not weigh yourself, you can weigh yourself every single day, 10 times a day, you could wait 6 months to weigh yourself. It's not an important part of this, but how you approach it is, because law of attraction is always working with us. So if you can find a way to love your scale and just see it as a piece of like biofeedback equipment, it's telling you how you're doing, then, you know, you can weigh yourself and see how you're doing. If the scale itself triggers bad feelings, guilt, frustration, any kind of old negative emotion, forget about the scale. Now, if you do decide to be weighing yourself, it's good to realize that, let's say you get on the scale and you've only lost a couple of pounds. You really thought you lost way more. You waited to weigh yourself, and now here you are and you only lost 2 pounds. If you thought that you lost more, if you feel like you lost more, if you look like you lost more, then I want you to understand that the scale, again, is this mechanical thing. It's not really reading all the energy changes that have happened to you. And so, let's say your main reason for wanting to lose weight is because you want to look better. And you get on the scale, and you actually think, you know, your face is looking more, a little bit more defined, you looking better in your clothes, you're actually feeling better about the way that you look when you see yourself in the mirror. And you're sure that you've lost like 10 pounds, and you get on the scale and you've lost 2 pounds. Instead of negating the progress that you've made, remember that what you wanted was to look better, to feel better about the way that you look. If that is happening, but the weight loss is not happening as fast as you want, please do not make the mistake of negating your process, because the scale is only telling you one very limited piece of information. But energy is moving through you and changing your appearance and changing your metabolism. It's changing all kinds of things that the scale can't read. You might be having a redistribution of body fat, and it's on its way somewhere that the scale isn't picking up yet. So be aware that, or let's say what you really want is for your clothes to be feeling better. And all of a sudden, your clothes, you notice that your clothes are fitting you a little bit better, and you get on the scale and it doesn't reflect it. If that happens to you, and I'm not saying it's going to, but it might, congratulate yourself for defying physics. You see, what you've done here is you've got your body to start to manifest something before the mechanical aspect has caught up with it. And really pat yourself on the back. If your clothes are starting to feel a little bit better, that means something untrackable, unnameable, is shifting in your body to manifest your desire. You're successful in your process. Okay, so please be gentle with yourself and be patient, because we're working on a completely different level than you've probably ever worked on before in your life regarding your weight and your body. So just keep doing the visualizations. Don't worry about the scale. Play with it as a toy. Let it give you information. But it's not the only game in town. It's not accurately describing to you everything that's going on in your body. And just keep a smile on your face and just keep moving through. Follow the instructions and just see where it takes you. I'll meet you on the next recording.